Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 79 of the Minor Prophets. Today we continue our study of Malachi with a devotion titled, Don't Dishonor God's Name. Thomas Manton once wrote, "Our respect for God's name and kingdom is judged by our obedience to His will." Our text today is from the first chapter of Malachi, verses 6 through 14. "A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? By offering polluted food upon my altar. But you say, how have we polluted you? By saying that the Lord's table may be despised. When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not evil? Present that to your governor. Will he accept you or show you favor? Says the Lord of hosts. And now, entreat the favor of God, that he may be gracious to you. With such a gift from your hand, will he show favor to any of you? Says the Lord of hosts. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun to the setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it when you say that the Lord's table is polluted, and its fruit, that is, its food, may be despised. But you say, what a weariness this is, and you snort at it, says the Lord of hosts. You bring what has been taken by violence, or is lame, or sick, and this you bring as your offering. Shall I accept that from your hand? Says the Lord. Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it, and yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 14, can be divided into two sections. The first in verse 6, dishonoring God's name. And then the second in verses 7 through 14, defiling God's altar. Notice how the first section begins. Look at the figures of speech. It is understood that a son would honor his father. That is what we expect a son to do. God's word teaches that God is our heavenly Father. When you receive Christ as your Savior, the Bible states that you were born into the family of God. That's John 1, verse 12. So by salvation, God becomes our heavenly Father. Thus, God inquires in Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, if then I'm a father, where is my honor? Likewise, in biblical times, a servant honored his master. So God poses this question, and if I am a master, where is my fear? That's in verse 6. Then God addressed the root problem of why they dishonored him as a father and a master. They had despised his name. That comes from verse 6. In fact, this word despised occurs four times in today's scripture. The word despise means to consider something worthless. Despite the relationship they should have had with God, they devalued God's role as Father and Master because they did not honor the worth of His name. Not only had they despised God's name, but they had defiled God's altar. One primary way we dishonor God's name is by polluting His altar. Deuteronomy 15 outlines specific instructions about how Israel was supposed to bring their offerings to the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 21 says, "But if it has any blemish, if it is lame or blind, or has any serious blemish, whatever, you shall not sacrifice it to the Lord your God." God's people were to bring their very best sacrifice to His altar. Instead, they corrupted the altar by bringing blemished sacrifices. They would take a lamb that they didn't need or want and bring it as an offering, giving the Lord the leftovers of their lives. These verses teach us several things about our sacrifices and giving to the Lord. We learn that the Lord expects us to give according to His instructions. God gave specific instructions for worship because the altar would foreshadow and depict the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The sacrificial system pictured the people's sinfulness and God's holiness. Bringing a defiled offering revealed they misunderstood His holiness and their sinfulness. It was also demeaning to God's promise of a future Savior. So we should worship God correctly, according to His Word. In verse 10, we learn to worship God sincerely. Malachi writes, "Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain." Joyce Baldwin writes, "Malachi is serious when he says that it would be better to shut the doors rather than to perpetuate worthless worship." The answer to the people's insincerity was to regain awe for God's name, which is declared in verse 11, "For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations." Malachi looked ahead to a time when God's name would be renowned even among the Gentiles. The solution to corrupt worship is honoring God's name. Malachi concludes chapter 1 by challenging God's people to worship gladly. Verse 13 announces that Israel was bringing their offering with weariness. God's people had digressed to the point where they had become bored with worshiping Him. God reminds His people, "For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations." That's verse 14. We should never respond to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords with indifference and dishonor. Some questions to consider. In what ways do people dishonor God's name in today's society? In what ways are you personally prone to dishonoring His name? Have you ever grown weary in your worship of the Lord? If so, why? What needs to occur so that you will continue to be thrilled with your opportunity to worship Him? And finally, how can you bring your very best to God in worship? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.